All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, happy to be talking with an individual who's got quite the fight going at Bellator 263. It's happening July the 31st, a lightweight bout with Chris Gonzalez and Goiti Yamauchi testing skills, and I have Goiti on the show for the very first time. How's your day going so far there, man?
Good. Hello, guys.
Yeah, and I just wanted to wish the big congrats to yourself and just, you know, the family by proxy, just with the announcement of, you know, your kid getting out there into the world January 2022. So big congrats right from the gate there.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine the happiness is permeating through a lot of, you know, aspects of your life. Just, you know, another fight lined up and getting to showcase the skills here and everything like that. Like, how are you feeling heading into this one just in regards to the specific matchup facing an undefeated individual in Chris Gonzalez?
I think this is a pretty interesting matchup. Chris is he's a good fighter. He's going to be you know, the best grappler will win the fight. He got the wrestling. I got the grappling. I got the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. We'll see who's the strongest. Who's the last man standing?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the submissions are very much in your wheelhouse in a big way. So, like, how much does that excite you to be, you know, facing an individual who will engage you in a big way in that kind of regard?
Yeah, I think... you know, he's a good wrestler. I think he thinks that he's going to out-wrestle me, but I can't wait. I can't wait to let him down because I'm super prepared and I'm super confident on my skills. And what I believe is my jiu-jitsu, it's much more stronger than anything that he can do. So let's do it.
Yeah, and how does it feel to be, you know, fighting at the LA Forum in Inglewood, California there? Just like Bellator reintegrating itself with, you know, getting the fans back there. And, I mean, that venue has always been, like, a big one for Bellator and past tentpole events and things like that. Like, what are your thoughts on, you know, just getting to perform there and just the, you know, elements of returning to normalcy a little bit?
I've been there three years ago, so I'm very happy because... I love that place. I love California. I love Los Angeles. And this is a huge show, huge event, big place. I was missing the public, people watching us. So I'm very, very excited and very happy being part of this big card. So I'm just expecting the best version of myself.
Yeah, just, you know, fans getting back to it. I'm kind of wondering, like, how the last outing felt just through the lens of their, you know, not being as much of a prominent kind of element with that there and everything like that. Because, yeah, I mean, the decision, too, a bit of a polarizing one, to say the least. Like, what are your thoughts on all of that now? Like, it seemed like you were understandably perturbed, like, close to the decision. But how do you feel about that Dan Moret fight at this juncture?
Well, I feel that I won the fight. Like I said, I would love to fight him again, to finish him. This time it wouldn't be in the judge's hand. I know I won the fight. I just want to move on. I asked for the rematch. They said that it's not, you know, it's not up to me because we have to follow some protocols, some rankings. So. I don't know if he wants to run it back again, but like I said, it doesn't matter. It's just about run for the title, and it's about to move on and, you know, go to fight for my goals because I know I want to fight.
Yeah, and you've been with Bellator for so long. You mentioned the rankings, which, you know, as much as they've been in the picture for a little bit now, still a relatively recent addition. What are your thoughts on just there being specific rankings and, like, a defined kind of hierarchy for the division you're in?
Well, I don't think rankings, you know, I don't think it doesn't matter too much because not just in Bellator, but, in, you know, other big organizations in boxing, just about, you know, a good fight makes not with the numbers of the rankings, but a good fight you make with the styles. Styles make fights. So as long as I put them in front of, you know, the champion, it doesn't matter the numbers of the rankings. I'm more interested in styles. That makes fights.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like if anything, a number that you would be interested in is just having that record number of, you know, submissions in the promotion. I was seeing that metric relatively recently there. Like, how much pride does that give you there? I imagine that's a tremendous sort of feeling, just being the all-time leader in submissions there.
Well, this is, you know, this is one of the biggest accomplishments that I have, especially because I'm representing my martial arts. I'm represented the Grace family. It's because of them that I started to fight. So being one of the best grapplers in the world, just, you know, means a lot to me. Means the world for me, because I'm not just representing my art, my, you know, my expression, but I'm representing the whole country, the whole grappling jiu-jitsu community, and I love it. People knows me because of my ground game. So this that's amazing. That's really good for me. I love it.
Yeah, and you've been with the promotion for a notable period of time. I mean, I was seeing in a previous article you're only like 28 years old, which I was kind of caught off guard by, because, you know, you've been fighting with them since 2013 there. Like, what are your thoughts on just, you know, growing alongside Bellator? Like, I guess, what are your feelings on your individual growth as a fighter, and then just seeing the measurable growth Bellator has had as an organization overall?
Well, I think I was talking about that these days with my team, and yeah, it's almost one decade in the promotion, so it's a lot. It don't affect just my, you know, my professional career, but yes, there's a lot in my personal life that I've been learning in all these years. I feel like Bellator is it's almost like my home. A lot of gratitude for all the staffs and the people who works inside Bellator, because if I'm here today, it's because of them. So I'm really happy to represent the company. All I want is give my best and put on the show and make them proud of my performance.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I was saying just a bit ago there, one of the more tenured fighters in the promotion and everything like that, but still a lot more of the, you know, career left. And you were talking about some goals you wanted to achieve in Bellator as well. Like, what are some of those remaining goals you have mapped out there? Because, you know, I'm curious to hear that, because you've obviously done a lot already in Bellator. So what are some goals you have in the future you'd like to actualize into reality?
Well, I think this is not a particular goal, because I think the main and the only goal is in this business is to win the fight and get the belt. So this is my dream. I think I'm in the right time, right period of my life that I'm preparing myself, preparing my mind, my body. I'm getting to my prime, and I think life prepared me to be a world champion pretty soon. So this is remains being the main goal. So this is what I fight for.
Yeah, and you kind of talk about, like, you know, growing mentally and stuff like that, and I presume emotional growth is part of it too. Like, I'm kind of wondering, like, what aspects of your training, you know, bolster those parts of your games. Like, obviously the physical skills are evidently there, but in terms of like a mental, like emotional, you know, shoring up of the skills, as it were, like, what do you do for that? Do you like listen to any like sports psychology minded kind of like audiobooks? Like, what are you getting into for that end of things?
Well, I think life for itself prepare me for, you know, emotionally and mentally. I think the adjustments that you're going to do, when, as you know, as a as a professional, it's not much about your physical pedigrees. It's about your mental, emotionally approach. So, like I said, the life for itself just taught me a lot about how to, you know, how to face my internal demons. Since the very first day in America, fighting for Bellator was tough. There was not only one experience in Bellator that was easy. It's always a test, a mental test. It's always a mental test. It's not just because the weight cut, it's not just because the fire that I'll be facing, but it's because all the contest. It's always too hard, but paid off. It's paid. So, you know, Bellator is kind of part of it because I live my life for all these moments because I know this three or two times of the years is going to be, you know, the most important days of my year. So I prepare myself for all these tough days. I can tell you I'm way better than I used to be, because now I'm not a kid. Grown a lot, not just physically, but especially mentally. So, yeah, I think I'm a little tougher than I used to be.
Yeah, well, I mean, you put it, you know, pretty aptly there. I mean, like, a lot of the Bellator fans have seen you just develop and grow in front of their very eyes, just like you were in a different weight category. It was so many years ago. And yeah, just an interesting kind of dynamic. So I appreciate you giving insights into that growth there. But usually when I have fighters on, I tend to ask if there's like particular genres of music they enjoy training to. I know for some other fighters, though, it's kind of like, you know, whoever grabs the aux cord and puts on whatever, I'm fine with it. Like, do you have music you prefer hearing when you're in the gym getting in that work?
I don't like Brazilian music. I know it sounds crazy, but I don't like that much Brazilian music. I like speech. I like Mexican music. I like easy songs. I like rock and roll. This kind of music. It's not, you know, I don't like just one style. I like a lot of them.
Yeah, I mean, variety is the spice of life, as some say there for sure. But I want to be mindful of your, you know, presumably busy schedule here. I appreciate getting you on the show and you giving me your insights, man. But I'm curious if there's maybe anything you'd like to add sort of as a parting thought as we're, you know, kind of wrapping up here.
Well, I think that's it. That's all. The rest I'll put on the show July 31st. There's not much to say. It's just I have a lot to show, not much to say.
He does his talking in the cage and always puts on a great show. Goiti Yamauchi, Chris Gonzalez getting out there and testing skills at Bellator 263. And yeah, just to reiterate, thanks for the time, Goiti, and best of luck with the remainder of the prep and everything. And just have a good rest of your night too, man.
Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate that.